Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Tuesday, blend of clouds and sun in the mid-80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies with temperatures right around the mid-80s. For Wednesday night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. And Thursday, chance of storms. Right now, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The American Civil Liberties Union has asked a federal judge to order Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach to pay just over $51,600 in attorney fees and other damages as punishment for violating a court order. The ACLU detailed its costs in a court filing yesterday after U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson found Kobach in contempt of court last month for violating her order in a lawsuit challenging Kansas law requiring proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote. Attorneys for four public school districts suing Kansas are arguing that a new school funding law is as much as $1.5 billion short of providing adequate education funding. The attorneys filed legal arguments yesterday with the Kansas Supreme Court. The court plans to hold a hearing on the 22nd of this month. I'm Rick Averett for Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's time for the barbecue grills to get fired up for great tasting burgers and steaks. Besides being excellent to the taste buds, beef is a rich source of 10 essential nutrients. The protein in beef helps strengthen and sustain your body. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by
Capel Sales of Dodge City and McCook, specializing in total mixed ration feed delivery systems. Online at capelsales.com.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Everybody says their business has service, but what does that even mean? We are a full-service retailer who doesn't do custom application. We offer aggressive pricing and early cash discounts. Not only do we offer all the major ag company rebate programs, we fill out the paperwork for you so you get every penny you've earned. If your crop plans change, you can switch products and still get the best price of the year, or better yet, get your money back with interest. We're Hefty Seed Company. Call today for great prices and even better agronomic advice for your farm.
Federal officials have rejected the request from Kansas to limit some people to 3 years of Medicaid coverage in a lifetime. The Kansas City Star reports that Seema Verma, the administrator of the Centers for Medicine and Medicaid Services, told the American Hospital Association that her agency is open to many new ideas about reforming Medicaid, but is determined to make sure it remains a safety net for those that need it most. Body camera footage shows law enforcement in suburban Kansas City ignored the advice of SWAT team members when they entered a home and fatally shot a mentally distressed woman last year. The Kansas City Star obtained 23 hours of footage tied to the August 23rd shooting of 26-year-old Sierra Howard in Olathe after suing to gain the footage. Olathe police said in a statement that Howard's death was a tragedy for everyone involved. Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Averett from the News Desk.
Most insurance ads end at competitive rates, as if that's all that matters. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Green, of Hanover, and Marysville, that's just where we begin. When it comes to insuring your home, car, camper, or boat, we offer you personalized advice and service, along with a choice of companies to fit your needs. And yes, competitive rates too. When you need insurance, contact Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Although spring storms initially slowed spring planting progress in both Iowa and Nebraska, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reports farmers have nearly caught up to five-year averages in the past week. Iowa farmers now have 40% of the corn crop in the ground, which is 3 days behind the average at this point in the season. Farmers in Nebraska have 42% of the corn planted, which is near the 46% annual average. The city council in Scotts Bluff has approved a location for a proposed 5-megawatt solar power farm to provide more low-cost energy to its residents. At yesterday's city council meeting, members agreed on a site just south and east of the Landers Soccer Complex, which is north of Scotts Bluff. With Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network, I'm Rick Averett.
Star Seed is your one-stop shop for superior cover crops this planting season. We offer excellent cover crops that help capture unused energy and convert it to value. At Starseed, we have just the solution to improve soil health, conserve water, or minimize crop inputs. We even provide custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com for all your seed needs.
Every 2 seconds, someone's identity is stolen, but you can take steps to protect yourself. Fight back against fraud at the AARP Operation Stop Scam shredding event on Monday, May 14th at the Dillon Store parking lot at 135th and West Maple. Bring up to 3 boxes of confidential documents you no longer need, and AARP will shred them for free right before your eyes. To learn more, visit aarp.org/KS. That's aarp.org/KS, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 3 candidates have filed for Marshall County Commissioner for the seat held by Bob Connell. Bill Philippi and Barb Kiekhaefer will face each other in a Republican primary, and Steve Boyd has filed as a Democrat. An August primary will set the stage for the November general election. Filing deadline is June 1st. Washington County commissioners attended a public meeting last Saturday to discuss economic development and seek individuals interested in serving on a volunteer board. A brief presentation was followed by suggestions as well as questions and answers. It was suggested that a 9-member board may focus on interviewing a candidate for economic development director and means of financing the operations. The matter takes on greater significance with the announcement that Brad Portnier will expand his Bradford-built manufacturing operations in Abilene. The firm is the largest employer in Washington County with some 100 employees. Portnier also recently announced closure of Smoky Hill Boots and Miss Donna's Dollhouse. Mayberry's restaurant has also now been closed, and Portnier has indicated plans to relocate those along with the Kansas Territory Brewing within the next 2 years to Abilene. Portnier expressed frustration with his requests for an extended tax abatement for Bradford Built, which reportedly will maintain current operations in Washington, adding as many as 50 new positions at the Abilene plant. A second informal meeting of local business owners has led to consideration of an independent board interested in promoting an expanded tax abatement and other measures. That group will meet again Tuesday, May 22nd, 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. All Washington County business owners are invited and encouraged to attend. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. The bridge in Centralia needs replaced. It was turned over to the county by the state some 50 years ago. Pictures of the condition of the bridge were reviewed. Commissioners advised the road and bridge supervisor speak with the city of Centralia and get bids for the cost of replacement. Sealed bids are being accepted for hay ground around the Nemahal County landfill. Use of county facilities near the community center were requested to accommodate the Kansas Fur Harvesters Conference, which will return to Seneca October 5th through the 7th. A delegation met to discuss with commissioners the increase in services provided county residents on the transit side since 2013 and the increase in services provided county residents on the nutrition side since 2011. They also spoke about construction of a new transit nutrition center in Seneca. Diane Youngins indicating that she is going to have to tell KDOT soon if the county plans to proceed with construction of a new building with a grant that was recently awarded Nemahal County. A delegation with the Centralia Fire Department came before the board and spoke about adding onto the current fire station in Centralia in order to free up space to continue to house an ambulance. A motion to appropriate $30,000 to Nemahal County Fire District Number 6 to free up space to store an ambulance and an air trailer for the county was approved. That will be paid out of the Brockstrom and EMT Fund.
Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville will celebrate their 60th anniversary with an ice cream social Tuesday, 4 until 6 p.m. Enjoy refreshments, take a tour of the hospital, and celebrate 60 years at Community Memorial Healthcare Tuesday, 4 until 6 p.m. A fatality accident involving an ATV early Sunday morning claimed the life of a 22-year-old woman, Arianna L. Martin of Frankfort. She was ejected, then pinned beneath the vehicle, which was driven by Adam D. Weston, age 27, also of Frankfort. The pair had reportedly entered Highway 87, north of Elites, about 5 miles south of US 36, heading southbound, then turned around on the highway, crossing into the ditch and rolling over. The accident was reported at 3:50 a.m. Sunday morning. The fatality, Arianna Hell Martin of Frankfort, was transported to CMH in Marysville, where she died. Adam Weston suffered possible injury. The Sutter section of the Big Blue River Dam at Marysville gave way to increased pressure from rising river levels sometime Friday after recent rains. A chunk of the concrete structure was visibly missing as a steady flow of onlookers trekked to the site over the weekend. The dam is located just northwest of town near the abandoned former power plant building near the property of the co-op elevators off U.S. 77 north out of Marysville. Initial reports are that over $250,000 was raised when a $40,000 match is added to over $210,000 in contributions to 31 local nonprofit organizations during the second annual Pony Up Marysville event hosted Friday. 531 contributions topped last year's 400, with a total last year of $130,000 surpassed this year by over 50%. Proceeds raised benefit a variety of causes and were led again by the Blue River Rail Trail, followed by Community Memorial Healthcare Foundation and the historic Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society. Douglas G. Murdoch, age 56, of Barnston, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 4 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 6:30 at the Laughlin over at Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Doug Murdoch. Teresa Schneider Gentuso, age 64, of Hot Springs, Arkansas, formerly of Beatty, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Teresa Schneider Gentuso. Arianna Martin, age 22, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Arianna Martin. Joanne Haber, age 88, of Superior, formerly of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 of church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Joanne Haber.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, peaches, and cake. Tomorrow, beef taco, a muffin, baked potato, broccoli and cheese, and fruited jello. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior I League track meet here this afternoon. High school baseball team at Nema Hall Central. The softball team's at Nema Hall Central. KNDY News Time 7:19.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, it does look like we have a low pressure system. We have one to our north and one to our south. It looks like it's going to bring us a chance for some rain showers, just isolated chances as we head towards tonight. We'll see a break for tomorrow, and it does look like we have another system that will move through, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms by the end of the week. We'll still see temperatures remain right around the lower to mid 80s. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of the day, partly sunny skies, temperatures mid 80s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 85. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, isolated chances of showers and thunderstorms late in the upper 50s. For Thursday, partly sunny will continue the slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures around 85 degrees. And that's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 73. Record high on this date, 94 in 1934. The average low 51, the record low is 32 in 1989. Sunset this evening 8:22, sunrise the morning 6:16. Sunny skies 64 degrees, winds are light favoring the southeast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 8th of May. KNDY News Time 7:21. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Come celebrate Community Memorial Healthcare's 60th anniversary at an ice cream social Tuesday, May 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. Step back in time to a 1950s ice cream parlor with all the fixings, cupcakes, and punch. This come-and-go event will feature hospital tours and a short program given at 4:15 and 5:30 p.m. CMH is proud to have been meeting the health and wellness needs of the community for 60 years. Join them May 8th at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville.
The Cavs break out the brooms and the Caps stop a three-peat. Hi, everyone. Sharon Reed reporting on sports. LeBron James and the Cavs sweep the Toronto Raptors for the second season in a row.
LeBron spins, fires baseline. Oh, he drops it through from behind the backboard.
On WTAM, James had 29 points and 11 assists. Final score, 128-93. The Sixers avoid a sweep with a Game 4 win over the Celtics.
Simmons with Šarić, Embiid, Redick, and McConnell. Ben on a drive, lobs it to Joel, and an alley-oop jam.
On WPEN, the Sixers win it 103-92. They still trail the series 1-3. On the ice, the Capitals end a 20-year drought and make it to a conference final.
Kuznetsov gets loose. Evgeny coming down the middle, a shot, and it comes in over. He scores!
On WFED, the Caps beat the Penguins 2-1 in overtime. They'll play the Lightning in the Eastern Conference final. This is ABC Sports. The Predators force a Game 7 with a win over the Jets.
Arvidsson breaking in, lining behind him, and Arvidsson slides it in for the empty netter. The Predators take a 4-0 lead, and then Laine goes after Arvidsson.
On 102.5, the game. The Preds shut out the Jets for a 4-0 win. Game 7 is in Nashville. In baseball, George Springer and the Astros cruise past the A's.
1-1. And that is drilled deep to left field. And you can kiss that one goodbye. A three-run home run for George Springer.
On KBME, Springer finished the game with 6 hits. He joins Joe Morgan as the only other Astro to accomplish the feat. The Astros win it 16-2. The Cubs snap their losing streak with a blowout win over the Marlins.
He drives one in the air. Deep left field, get out the tape measure, long gone.
On WSCR, Chris Bryant was a triple shy of the cycle. The Cubs win 14-2. Sharon Reed, ABC.
Is that your stomach growling? I have the perfect spot for lunch. The Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro, formerly Toledo's Deli in downtown Marysville. Choose from classic Toledo's favorites or give the daily lunch special a try. It's always something new and exciting. Then grab a fresh baked goodie to go, like a cookie or a muffin for your mid-afternoon pick-me-up. You know you're hungry. Stop in for lunch today at the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the progress of the winter wheat crop has been behind. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says heading is still behind schedule, but starting to catch up.
All the warm weather in the last week across the central and eastern U.S. helping the wheat to catch up, but still overall nationally running behind on progress. Heading one-third of the crop, 33% headed by May 6th. Five-year average, 41%. Last year, 49%.
The states that are furthest behind on heading, California, Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas.
Winter wheat condition, not really changing much. Getting too late for some of the southern crop in the drought areas. We did see a one-point jump in the, well, not quite a jump, but one-point increase in the good to excellent rating from 33 to 34%. No change in the very poor to poor number, 37% of the national crop. Far below last year's much better wheat crop.
States with That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. In Kansas, 50% of the winter wheat crop is rated poor to very poor. 36% is in fair condition. 14% rated good, none excellent. In Oklahoma, an amazing 68% of the winter wheat crop is in poor to very poor condition. 23% fair, 8% good, 1% excellent. Nebraska wheat, on the other hand, is only 7% rated poor or very poor, while 51% of the Nebraska winter wheat crop is rated good, 10% is rated in excellent condition. Nationally, the good to excellent rating is 27% good and 7% excellent. The winter wheat crop is still struggling across much of the United States. The USDA Crop Progress Report also shows that corn planting is still a bit behind schedule, but starting to catch up. Cotton, soybeans, and sorghum are on track with the five-year average. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
At Starseed, our sudden service, dependability, and exceptional product quality are what set us apart from the competition. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. Don't miss out this season. Try one of our premium forage varieties. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com for all your seed needs.
Every 2 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. But you can take steps to protect yourself. Fight back against fraud at the AARP Operation Stop Scam shredding event on Monday, May 14th at the Dillon Store parking lot at 135th and West Maple. Bring up to 3 boxes of confidential documents you no longer need, and AARP will shred them for free right before your eyes. To learn more, visit AARP.org/KS. That's AARP.org/KS. Paid for by AARP.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is, as we all know, agriculture. The Federal Tax Reform Act had some unintended consequences affecting agriculture. We'll talk about that after this.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The Federal Tax Reform Act left a lot of people scratching their heads wondering, well, how is this going to work? And when it comes to agriculture, and in particular to farmer co-ops, there were a lot of questions. Well, the CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives is Chuck Connor, and he fills us in on what happened with the Tax Reform Act and what has happened since.
For many, many years now, farmer-owned co-ops have enjoyed a tax provision that, in effect, enables farmers to realize and be able to deduct on their own individual taxes the labor costs associated with activities going on at the co-op that, of course, they own. And, you know, this has been an important deduction because oftentimes, you know, the big labor is in the processing and handling of these products. And so the farmer being able to take some of that deduction has been an important benefit to them. And this was a provision that was under fire in the tax bill, and Congress ended up enacting some changes to those provisions, and those changes really tipped the scale heavily, if you will, towards almost encouraging farmers to sell to co-ops versus other privately held businesses. And this was not something we asked for, and we just simply wanted to preserve, you know, the old deduction, which again enabled our farmers to capture some of that labor expense for their own tax purposes. So now we have passed yet another tax provision that really sort of gets us back to that original goal that we had for ourselves, which was preserving that deduction. We can do that in a way that does not cause enormous grief or hardship for private buyers of grain. And these are tax rules that should be in place for quite some time to come, and farmers can plan on that and go accordingly.
It can be hard to get the mostly urban membership of Congress to pay attention to ag issues, but in this case, it sounds like they paid attention and acted quickly.
They did. This was something that was widely supported. Once an agreement was reached between ourselves and key members of the Tax Writing Committee and the private grain buying industry in particular, it went through almost without opposition. And I think people were glad to sort of see a long-term tax policy put in place that was good for farmers and fair to everybody else in the marketplace, and more or less kind of glad to get that issue behind them.
Chuck Connor, the CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. Back after this.
It doesn't matter if it's countywide or just a section or two. A hailstorm in your area can destroy or severely damage your crops in a matter of minutes. Take the stress out of seeing those storm clouds building and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan and add peace of mind. Check out our great rates and bind your crop hail coverage by June 1st for spring crops to receive a 12% discount. Call Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY, sunshine 64 degrees, highs almost up to 90 today. Going to be a warm couple days ahead. Scattered chance of showers or thunderstorms late tonight.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Well, the progress of the winter wheat crop has been behind. The USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says heading is still behind schedule, but starting to catch up.
35-year-old Johnson spent his first 13 NFL seasons with the rival Kansas City Chiefs and will likely fill the role at middle linebacker that Navarro Bowman played the second half of last season. Kansas City Royals with an off day yesterday. Today, left-handed pitcher Danny Duffy is the scheduled starter at Baltimore, and right-handed pitcher Dylan Bundy starts for the Baltimore Orioles. Kansas City is now 0-14 in games started by Duffy and Jason Hamill. First pitch set for 6:05 tonight from Baltimore. Mid-America Network Sports.
What does it take to rebuild trust? At Wells Fargo, we've been thinking about that a lot lately. For us, it begins with a renewed commitment to our customers. Fixing what went wrong, making things right. Working with more transparency and higher accountability. And reinventing how we serve you. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo. Established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
For LeBron James, it was just a matter of housekeeping. He scored 29 points, Kevin Love added 23, and the Cleveland Cavaliers swept Toronto for the second straight postseason by winning Game 4, 128-93. Cleveland now heads to the Eastern Conference Finals to face the winner of the Boston-Philadelphia series. Speaking of, first it was a Super Bowl win for the Eagles and possibly an NBA championship for the 76ers? It's only a very remote possibility. The Sixers held off elimination in a 103-92 win over the Celtics in Game 4. Game 5 will be in Boston tomorrow. And from the NHL, after 20 years, the Washington Capitals are headed to the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. The Capitals with a 2-1 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins in Game 6. It'll be just the third time that the Caps are headed to the finals in franchise history. Mid-America Network Sports.
Composting is a great way to recycle organic waste, and some gardeners are doing a little extra to supercharge their compost. We will tell you how on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Spring is here, and as the weather warms up, we want to enjoy the outdoors, looking and feeling better. But to do that, we must shed those winter pounds. But how do you do that? If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new 2-minute ritual, a ritual so powerful it's saving lives. This 2-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This 2-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods, but it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the 2-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 8th, the 128th day of the year. 33rd President Harry Truman was born on this day. Adding kitchen and yard waste to a compost pile is a great way to reuse and recycle. And if you're ready for next level recycling, consider growing plants specifically to enrich your compost. Clover and alfalfa are known for fixing nitrogen or converting into useful plant food. They're also easy to grow along the garden's edges or in rows. Herbs like borage and comfrey will add nutrients like zinc, phosphorus, and potassium. And yarrow, a plant used for all kinds of herbal remedies, will also help speed up decomposition. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.